My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Sports Radio 610 presents Payne and Pendergast.
All right, let's do it. Five reasons I hate you. And boy, could they have put a more hateable team in week one for us to do this exercise? I think not.
No.
Indy. You hate Indy. You hate them already.
Yeah,
Seth.
There's none of... I don't have to dredge up some feelings or anything or go all water boy on it. No. How do I get myself angry about... The vast wasteland that is the pathetic backwater driftwood, enjoy your cousin marriage piece of crap state of Indiana.
Use it all up yet. I've got a bullet point for you in there. Save it.
There's an inexhaustible supply, Sean. Inexhaustible supply. This spring never dries up.
All right, let's do this. Five reasons I hate you. Let's start with a new one. This one has never popped up before because this song just popped up in the preseason. This clown named Seth DeFlo Erskins. I hate him because of what he does to your good name, Seth. His first name is also Seth.
Seth has lost a lot of value over the years. It used to be a relatively rare name, and then I don't know if it was a Seth Rogen influence or what. It was a bunch of Zoomers named Seth,
yeah,
but whatever.
Including this guy, Seth DeFlo Erskins. This was before... The Colts were playing the Broncos. I should probably go check and see if he's got a Texans song for the game. I'll do that in the break. But this was the song he had during the preseason for the Broncos. Take a listen.
This is our Colts. This is our team. We bleed blue. This is our Colts. Whether win or lose, we love them. For the shoe, beat the Broncos. Let's show them who the real horse is. This is our team. Go Colts!
With the neigh at the end.
The neigh at the end's pretty good, I'm not going to lie.
That's, frankly, it's sacrilegious. It's that was one of my, you hear a lot of, depending on which team or what have you, in the NFL weight rooms, usually the veterans get to pick the music, and a lot of times it ends up either being gospel or Christian rock.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a little bit more partial to the gospel, just because the Christian rock feels like you're trying too hard.
Mm-hmm.
But. There's some catchy tunes.
There are.
And
no,
that was one
ones.
Of them.
Yeah.
That was, I used to enjoy working out to that one. It was, so now I don't like that they've bastardized
it. Sullied and that song for
yes,
you.
Yes. Used it for the very worldly concern of propping up your football team. The most heathen of all the franchises, by the way.
Right.
You know, you're going to tell me Jim Irsay?
Yeah.
You're going to take that Christian rock song and make it about Jim Irsay's team? My God, how much meth did you do to come up with that idea?
Jim Irsay, who tweeted yesterday, roof? Question mark? And that was it.
I've donated a lot of money to people in poor communities. And then you're buying crack, Jim. My God. What the hell are you talking about?
Right, so that's
big baggie full of oxycodone.
So that's reason number five. Seth DeFlo Erskine's songs.
What a bastard. I hate that kid.
Okay.
Unless he's special needs or something.
I don't think he is.
Okay.
Number four. Their smug GM, and I have friends who are friends with Chris Ballard, so I apologize
Texas City types.
To those friends in advance. I know maybe listening right now, but smug Chris Ballard after they got Leatu Latu with the 15th overall pick, the first defensive player taken in that draft. Here was Ballard on the Colts' internal, the content that they're putting out there on draft weekend in the war room. Here was smug Ballard after Latu landed a Colt.
We had the best rusher in the draft.
We got the best defensive player. All those 14 guys in front of me are so stupid. Someday maybe they'll win one playoff game in 6 years, too.
We got the best pass rusher in the draft in the middle of the first round, where he was probably appropriately rated because he's not actually like considered like your classic Miles Garrett or Will Anderson type.
That's the
best. You got him exactly where he should have gone. Chris Ballard acting like it's a coup or something.
He is.
You know, like it's like acting like, ha, I got a $7 refund on my taxes. Yeah. Oh, Daddy, take that, Uncle Sam.
The IRS is so stupid. They're so dumb.
I got 29 miles per gallon out of my Toyota.
Woohoo! All the gas.
Yeah!
The petroleum. Woo! The petroleum gods are so dumb.
I got a guy who had marks against him because of college production injury history and not all that spectacular athleticism outside the first top five picks of the draft.
15th pick in the draft. Play it one more time, Ben, so people can hear it again in case they didn't hear it.
We had the best rusher in the draft.
It's the cackling that gets you right there. Like, everybody's stupid.
It's like you shoot your 22 in the air in celebration. Like, ping, 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 ping.
All right, number three. Five reasons I hate you. Number three, they are war room cheerers. Going back into their war room. They cheer picks on cue. It's rehearsed. Yeah. They wait for the GM to walk in. They all stand up like a dictator just walked in, and they clap for the cameras. You know who hates people like this? I'm not gonna speak for him, but I'm gonna let him speak for himself. Nick Caserio does not like war room cheerers.
I mean, I'll probably get cursed out for this, but you know, the teams that after they make a pick and then the cameras in the room, like they have the whole room stand up and clap. Like, I mean, give me a break. We just picked the phone up. Hey, you know, we're on the clock.
Right, that's
we're
good,
about
man.
To
that's
pick
cute.
You.
We got what we needed. Yeah.
It's disgusting. A bunch of guys. They're like chimpanzees congratulating themselves for their autoerotic activities. It's like, all right, good job. You picked the guy at your allotted slot. You really got that one. It really put it on the rest of the league. How about, it's good, good for you. The other part about the Colts war room that's fun is it looks like an episode of The Office where like people they're very aware that the camera is there. They're all Steve Carell in The Office where you're kind of like, oh, wait, oh, there's a camera here. What can I do? And they take Chris Ballard takes a furtive look at the camera and then celebrates.
They had some scout that acted like Jim Halpert, like looking at the camera like the shoulder shrug. I'm doing a shoulder shrug, people. Sorry. Shoulder shrug with a grin on my face. All right. Reason number two. I just wrote annuals.
We're only up to reason number two? Oh, well,
we're counting
up to two.
Down.
Okay, gotcha.
Yeah, we're counting down. So we're up to reason number two. Annual. I just wrote annual Seth inbred indie people reason.
Right.
The floor is yours. Go ahead. Yeah.
Which feels, it's dicey. You know, somebody pointed this out to me long ago. Like, when it comes to issues like incest and what have you, you know, like, clearly, don't worry about it. Because, like, with Indianapolis, I'm not talking about the dicier aspects of all that. Like, this is willing adults marrying each other. Like, this is like, I'm a 48-year-old Indianan. I ain't got none other options in this life. Hell yeah, I'll marry my sister. Look at her. Look at that ass. Look at it. I can't believe I got the best cousin in the bunch. Woo! Ah! Bring out the air gun, mama. / auntie. I want to shoot it in the air. I'm going to take my Crossman pistol, and I'm going to go paint the town rouge. That's French for purple. Yeah, this is consenting adults deciding that the best option they have in life is to sweep their sister off her feet and carry across the threshold into your tarp covered trailer. Yeah, and then fill her full of meth because that's what she likes.
That lived up to the hype.
We got the good stuff.
That lived up to the hype. My favorite part.
We got the Walter White up in here. Shaking a pill bottle. That's the mating call there. They're shaking a pill bottle.
I don't know what your exact wording was at the beginning of that whole thing was, but no, where you said,
God, if I know,
conversation I once had with someone about incest. I'm like, who are you sitting around having conversations about incest with?
Game of Thrones enthusiast.
I got you. Last one.
Yeah, this is classic Game of Thrones type.
Yes, yeah.
Arranged marriages between cousins.
Right. Yeah. It's Indianapolis is basically King's Landing or Westeros or whatever.
Just without the actual money and resources and all of the other stuff that goes with it.
Yes.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The GelFlex Grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex Grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Yeah. All right, reason number one.
Still very fond of the venereal diseases, like a lot of medieval whorehouses.
Okay,
but yes.
We're on reason number one. You got your stuff in. lay off them. They're dead. Yeah, Seth, those people have families, as you just pointed out.
I know. The family tree is fascinating to look at. It's like a lesson in geometry.
Straight line. All right. Reason number one. According to one scientist,
he estimated that just the residents of Indianapolis ate about 2,000 pounds of cow manure every year.
Now that was from back when they first decided that maybe we need to regulate some of these food manufacturers a little bit. Things are getting a little out of control, and Indiana was kind of like, it took Louisiana forever to raise the drinking age to 21. That's how Indiana was with their manure eating. They were like, get out of here, Uncle Sam. You're not going to take away my constitutional right to eat manure.
People loved your rant, by the way. Seth, mama/auntie, LMAO. Mama/auntie hit again big with somebody else. Seth has me cracking. Mama auntie.
There's a common phrase up there. If you control F on anything in like Indiana state legislator or anything, mama auntie comes up a bunch of times.
Someone put Lucas Oil and then in parentheses, Ing Up Your Cousin Stadium. Lucas Oiling Up Your Cousin
Stadium. It's a big family reunion there at Lucas Oil Stadium. It basically, people wonder how are they so good at staying quiet when the offense is on the field. And people will say, well, Peyton Manning trained them that way. Like, no. Like, Peyton Manning threatened to expose their family tree. You know, he just... they're
he extorted
very,
them?
Yeah. I was like, I'll blow the roof off of all of you and your cousin marriage if we don't do
he
this.
He said, yeah. You be quiet. And they said, yes, me be quiet. Yes, thank you.
You be quiet. We'll let you sleep inside tonight. Ooh.
Peyton Pendergast. All right, we...
Mama, sister, did you hear that? Seriously though, awful state. Veer around it whenever you can when driving.
We are in the middle of two of the craziest streaks in recent Houston sports history. I actually put up a poll. I was mildly surprised at what won. I won't say what won because I want Seth to guess. But which poll, or which streak, I should say, is crazier? The Reds have won 9 straight against the Astros going back 5 years. The Texans have won 8 straight AFC South road games, going back to the David Culley era. Which of these is crazier when I say that to you? We'll talk about that coming up next.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life, some days are good and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work, both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.